Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another Idiot Sandwich. Hope you guys got your bibs on, because it's going to be a sloppy sandwich. Like a Sloppy Joe type sandwich, but it's like a nice turkey Sloppy Joe. It's healthy for you. It's good for you, just like this podcast. Welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings, the first of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
I don't know what it was about that intro that made me
Because I said it was going to be a sloppy sandwich.
Yeah, I guess so.
The phrase sloppy has never been added onto anything besides Joe, and it been good.
Yeah.
Sloppy Joe, delicious. Sloppy Aaron, probably not super good.
Yep. Yeah, I don't like that.
Hey, man, you want to come over to my place for some sloppy Tims?
What is that?
It's a Caesar salad that I kind of messed up on, so it's also got Thai dressing.
What? That's what? Weird. How did you make that mistake?
Sloppy Tims.
What? That's not even a description.
What?
Sloppy Tims.
I would never invite you over to a place for food. That'd be hilarious if you or I was like, hey, man, you want to come over to my place and make some burgers? We live together. Yeah, so do you?
Hey, man, you want to come out of your room and I'm cooking some dinner party food. We'll have a dinner party.
Just you and I?
Yep.
It's been yet another
reason for everyone to think that we are dating.
Yeah. I don't think... No one is pushing that harder than we are pushing it, so...
It's true. Yeah, we should stop.
We should stop, because it's going to be weird.
We are pushing it, though.
Yep.
We just assume that people are assuming that.
Yeah, which is a problem, because actually today at work, my assumption on assumptions is... It didn't get me in any sort of, like, hot water or anything... But I was walking to, like, do something at work, and a coworker came up and was like, hey, are you mad at me or anything? And I was like, what? No, why? And she's like, well, I mean, just, you know, whenever I walk by here, usually you'll say something, and today you haven't said anything at all. And I was like, oh, that's because normally I'm in a good mood. I'm in here, so I'll just, like, talk to everybody. Today I'm also in a good mood, but I kind of just, you know, got back into that assumption that all my coworkers don't like me. I think there's always a point when I'm working at a place that I think my coworkers hate me at some point. But she was like, why do you think that? And I was like, I assume everyone hates me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if anyone...
Yeah. Yeah. No, I typically... Yeah, I assume people don't like me before I assume they do like me.
100%. And, like, I said today, I was like, if someone just came up to me and looked at me and said, hey, bro, you and me, we're not cool. I was like, all right, I don't know what I did to you, but all right.
It's fair.
And I won't think about it anymore. But, yeah, assuming... has not ended well for me in any situation ever.
It doesn't end well much for most people, I don't think.
The soul of that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't done that much this week.
Neither have I but think. Like, but we went and saw a buddy's band play at Terrapin, which was nice. Strong. Check out Maywin, everybody.
Yep.
There's a sweet plug for you. Hope you're happy, Aaron.
They're going on tour.
Going on tour.
Yep. No,
that's
really
a big tour.
Guys.
Like, I saw they were going to, like, Baton Rouge, and I was like,
yeah,
ooh.
I think all the every day they're driving, like, almost 5 hours, except for one day they're driving, like, maybe one.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, they're hitting a lot of places in 10 days.
Yeah. It's just pretty cool that, like, they're out and, like, they're doing it.
They're doing it. Yep.
That's super cool. That's a fun thing. If you ever have, like, an idea and you got it pretty worked out, just do it.
I'm playing a country gig this weekend.
You sent me Snapchats about that, and like all I heard was the other music. I didn't even like really.
Well,
hear you
yeah,
playing.
I mean that's.
Is it because country music doesn't have a lot of bass?
No, I mean I was playing. Oh. I play. It's just it was a phone and a bass, and also my bass wasn't that loud compared to the other music, so. It was. Yeah. No.
No.
But. Yeah, no, it's actually been pretty fun. I thought it was going to be super lame, but a lot of it's good. His band is really good, so that's pretty cool.
What's his band called?
The band doesn't have a name.
Oh.
It's just his band.
Ooh.
Yep.
It's nice.
Yep. So anyway, that's not that fun or exciting, but...
Something happened today, I think, that freaked me out. I'm just trying to think of, I just like, it just hit me back in the head. So in the mornings, whenever I'm, you know, about to go about my day, I think most people make a trip to the bathroom to get a lot of their stuff done. You know, take a shower, brush your teeth, shave, go to the bathroom.
Gotta be in the bathroom.
Be in the bathroom for that. I was going to the bathroom. No need for the details.
Doing
I was
a number two.
Yeah, I was doing a number two, though. That matters.
He was pooping.
I was. And then I got up to flush, and I turned around and looked, and there was a dead spider in the toilet. Like, right next to my business. And I naturally went, ah! And I said, Brent!
But you said that out loud?
I went, ah, and then I said Brent out loud, yeah. Did you not hear me?
No.
Oh.
You sent me a text.
I sent you a text, yeah, because I was like, where is Brent? Guys, I thought you were at work, and I texted you, and I said, Brent, did you kill a spider this morning? And I'm just sitting there praying that he says, yeah, man, I threw a spider in the toilet and just didn't flush it. And I'm just sitting there just like, and in the, it was like maybe 2 or 3 minutes. But in that 2 or 3 minutes, I just, like, the thing going through my mind is like, that one factoid that I always remember getting told when I was younger is just like, you know, you swallow like so many spiders, like throughout, you swallow like 3 or 4 spiders every year during your sleep. And I was like, is that the one? Is that the spider that made it almost all the way through me?
Yeah, but like that would have been even funnier though, because I don't think that the spider, like if you ate the spider, I don't think he would have come out solid.
No, not at all.
In your poop.
But I,
so that would have meant the spider went in the other way.
Yeah.
He crawled in your ass and died. It was a spider.
That was my second thought. But then I immediately thought, like, man, I feel like it'd just be hard to gain.
It was a pretty big spider.
It was a big spider. Like, I would have noticed if anyway, a spider crawled up in me.
Yeah. We aren't like regular comedians who lie about what actually happened in our life. What did happen was, I was pooping earlier in the morning.
Yep.
And there was a towel on the floor in the bathroom, and I was like, is that leaves or a spider? A big spider on that towel. And
it was a big
I grabbed the towel and moved it a little bit, and the sticks moved. So it was a big spider.
It was a big spider.
And, like, you know, we talked about, like, resumes for spiders, and, of course, this spider did not give us a resume.
He also voided the social contract with spiders. It touched our stuff.
Yeah, and I was contemplating whether or not I was going to kill it, and he, like, sometimes spiders kind of just stay in one spot, but this guy, he was on the move.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, and there's, like, quite a few, like, towels and, like, robes on the floor and stuff. I was like, this bad boy's going to hide, and he's going to crawl out on my toes, and I do not want that. So I went and found a shoe and I smashed him.
Okay.
But the thing was, since I saw him when I was pooping, I had already flushed the toilet by the time I decided to kill the spider. So
you didn't want to flush twice.
I didn't want to flush again and waste the water.
Yeah.
So I just threw him in the toilet and left him. It did not occur to me that Pat would not look into the toilet before he pooped.
I never really think about the fact that,
and notice that there was something in there, and it didn't occur to me that he might think that he shit a spider this morning.
Out of the things
and
that
honestly,
I
honestly, like, I've thought about that like 10 times today, and I've laughed every single time. No.
It just would have been so much funnier if you would have been like, "Nah, man, I didn't kill a spider."
If I would have thought that's where your mind was going, I would have lied to you.
Well, now you know.
Yeah. Well, because I didn't. Like, that just didn't even, like, I didn't think you were thinking, like, I shit a spider. I thought you were thinking, like, oh, how'd that spider get in there? I didn't think you were concerned.
I didn't want to out my concern, because I knew if I just led with, it's Brent, kinda, I think I just pooped a spider. If that would have been the lead-in text,
I would have lied to you, yeah.
Yeah, you would have lied to me.
I would have lied to you.
Yeah, and this would have been the only way to get honesty, is by just not showing that I was super concerned. You know, like in a movie where someone's like, hey, guys, right before they just drop that, like, someone's breaking into the house or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, kind of uneventful. I did not poop a spider.
Too bad.
Too bad, honestly.
But, yeah. Man, I am just loving that idea.
And then last night, there was a huge grasshopper in our kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
It was freaking huge.
I forgot about that. He was, I mean, he was, like, normal size. I don't know. I always called them cave crickets when I was a kid. I've heard people call them camel crickets, but it was one of those things.
Yeah.
And he wasn't huge. He was normal size. Like, they're kind of big, but...
They're bigger than normal grasshoppers.
Yes.
Yep. Anyways, they're I saw it, and I freaked out.
Yeah, I mean, like, he... I thought he had died.
I literally went, ah!
Yeah. Like, he screamed, and...
And I peaked the audio.
Oh, yeah, you hit zero, bud. Nice job. You had to do some work on that one.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. Anyway, yeah. So he looked at it for a while, and I said, well, you're going to kill it? And he was like, it's just a cricket. I don't need to kill it. But I think he already had a shoe in his hand when he said that.
I was grabbing his shoe when I said the phrase, I don't need to kill it.
I was like, well, yeah, you don't need to kill it, but, like, get it out of our house at least.
Honestly, the actions I was taking, like, I could have then immediately been like, but I want to, and it would have made sense.
Yeah, so...
I threw a shoe at it once, missed. Scared it a little bit, it hopped a little bit away.
It didn't move that much when you missed, which was surprising.
Yeah, like, this cricket, and I said, this cricket has some nuts. It's got some huge cricket nuts. Took the shoe again.
It's got some huge... I love the phrase, huge cricket nuts.
Well, that's what, like, anytime someone's like, oh, man, they were so brave. Depending on the situation, you might have, like, bull balls or cricket nuts. Yeah. But I threw a shoe at it a second time, and that time I hit it pretty hard because its legs flew off its body.
Like the important ones. The big back ones.
The big back ones.
Yeah, they fell off, both of them.
They fell off.
And he was, like, I'm pretty sure still alive, because all of his legs...
Because his other, like, front legs were twitching.
He lay on his back, and he was, like, squirming around.
And it felt terrible. I felt terrible. I crippled him, like, right before I took his life.
Dude, we shouldn't have killed him. We should have built tiny robot cricket legs.
We are not, good enough at anything to build... We fucked up putting up, like, wind chimes.
No, we gotta put up.
We gotta put up. They don't work.
No, they don't. Those strings need to be longer.
Yeah, but they're still hanging up, and it's also just like they need to be longer.
Well, remember I bought all those needles the other day?
Yeah.
We could build cricket legs out of those.
Oh, that's true.
Now making them work, that's a different story.
Yeah, but then here's the problem. As soon as he becomes proficient with it, he then becomes a murderer because his back cricket legs are needles.
Yeah, but we saved him, so he works for us now.
You think that, but we also took his legs off.
It's a good thing we killed it.
Yeah, honestly, thinking about it, his kids might...
Actually, I saw a little baby one in the house the other day.
Did you murder it like its dad?
I don't remember.
I'm not out on the lookout to just kill insects whenever I can. However... Grasshoppers have no place in my house.
Those things are creepy.
And they're also creepy.
Some bugs really don't bother me, but those ones I really don't like.
Yeah. Is it the legs?
I think it's their body. It's like curved like a bean.
Yeah.
Beans don't move, you know?
Yeah, unless they're jumping beans.
Well, and their antennas are so long.
Yeah.
Also, if there's ever been, like, a bug in your shower, like, on the wall or something...
I hate that.
Yeah, well, and, like, now we have a shower head that comes off, so you can just, like, spray with water, mm-hmm. and it's good. But at the old place, like...
I found, like, 3 spiders in the shower.
One time I got in the shower, and there was one of those crickets in the shower, and I didn't notice until I was in there, so I couldn't really take care of it, you know... Because I'm like, I don't have any weapons in here.
Naturally. My nunchucks are under the toilet.
Yeah. So, well, no, my nunchucks weren't in the... If they were under the toilet, I could have got them.
Oh.
But, they're in the other room, and I was already wet.
The other shower had a door, so if they were under the toilet, I could have gotten to them.
But there's something, like, I was watching them close, because...
If you take your eyes off them, there's a good chance they jump on you.
Well, if you don't know where they go, where they, you know, where they at.
Exactly. Where are
they? But, so I was watching him closely, and, you know, taking a shower, water's hot. Everything gets a little steamy in there.
Oh, no. And you were wearing your glasses.
No.
Oh.
I wasn't. You can't wear your glasses in the shower.
You can.
No.
You can.
You can't see anything if you do.
You can wear them. If you wear glasses, you're physically able to also wear them in the shower. Should you? No.
Yeah,
would you?
But it's,
probably not.
It's actually funny because, like, it's harder to see if you wear glasses into the shower than if you just don't wear glasses. As blind as I am, it's easier for me to see without glasses. No. But I usually wear contacts in the shower.
Can you steam up your contacts?
No.
That'd be neat.
No, it wouldn't. That would suck.
I bet that there were...
Can you steam up your eyeballs?
You can steam up glass contacts.
Your eyeballs. Do your eyeballs get steamy?
No.
Yeah, so...
If they did, I would install windshield wipers.
Man, we're talking a lot about robotics right now.
Robotics in tiny versions of real life things.
Heck yeah, I am into that. Anyway, we'll get back to that.
Yeah.
So
in the shower.
This
it's getting
bug
steamy.
In the shower, yeah, it's getting steamy in there. So, like, the walls are getting wet. And I started to think, like, I wonder if he can keep clinging to this as it gets wet. And, like, it looked like some of his feet were starting to slip, and he would, like, try to grab back on, and I was like, that's not good news for me.
But then you started playing, like, the Rocky montage music, so it seemed like
a
workout.
Here's the other weird thing that it would do, is it took those long antennas, and it put it, like, down by its, like, mouth or something, and, like, pulled it all the way through. Like,
what?
It was, like, drying them off or something. I don't know. It was weird. It's hard to explain. I haven't done any Googling on why they do that. But I saw another bug in the shower one time, and it did something similar.
My favorite thing
it wasn't
when,
as creepy yeah, of a bug.
My favorite thing is when grasshoppers do, like, the thing with their arms.
Or, like, when bugs...
Flies do that a lot.
Flies rub their hands together.
I know it's just them, like, kind of, like, tasting or smelling or something, but it always makes flies kind of look like they got a little secret.
That's something I do at work a lot is, like, whenever I'm about to, like I'm gearing up to just do a bunch of stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll take this big power stance, and I'll squat over, and I'll just rub my hands together.
For anybody that doesn't know what we look like while we're doing it, put your hands together like you're praying. Stick your hand, like, from this position, tilt your hands
forward.
Point
them away from your body.
Point them away from your body, but then also then bring your arms in and like, get really close to touching the back of your thumbs to your chin, and then just rub them together.
Well, that's not exactly what I do, but yeah.
No, but this is what I was doing.
Yeah. So mine's further away from my body.
And then now you can repeat that motion when you have a secret.
I do that like I'm getting ready. You know, I'm getting ready. Go.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of flies and well, not a lot of flies. Like there have been flies in there. And
it comes with the territory of making sweet things.
Also just like
food
it being summer and inside. Like they just get in. Anyway.
Flies suck.
I do that and somebody inevitably always says, "He's a fly." Like, that joke's not funny.
Someone inevitably does? That's
every
a given?
Every single time. Every single time somebody goes, "He's a fly."
Well, I'm glad we did that joke then, because apparently that lands pretty well with a lot of people. I don't think I've ever heard a single person do that, but if it's a frequent thing.
I just do it because I think it's funny, and it's like, nobody does that. Like, it's so stupid. Yeah. But I do it because I think it's funny, and it's like, he's getting ready to do something.
Yeah.
But you don't know what it is. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes I'm just like... I'm bored, so... Anyway.
That's one of my... So, speaking of, like, things I do at work, not the hand-rubbing thing, but at Panera, obviously, when we're handling food, we're required to wear gloves, and they're plastic disposable ones. So, every single time I have to grab a bakery item, I put it on like I'm about to perform, like surgery in a movie, and I just take it all the way down to my wrist, and I just, like, flick, like, wiggle them fingers, do it with the same hand.
Yep.
And a lot of people have been, like, really getting into putting on those gloves, aren't you? And I was like, I always have to, or I don't enjoy my job as much.
Yeah, like, I love it whenever, like, I do weird things at work, and people are like, why are you doing that weird thing? And it's like, because I don't want to hate myself.
Look, if
like, excuse me for trying to enjoy myself. Yeah. Like, come on. I like my job now, but, like, I've definitely had boring jobs, and it's just like, yeah, you've got to do weird stuff, or you're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
So like At least I do.
Sometimes I go through the Panera dining room just like enjoying that. I talked to a guy the other day about the Colts for a little bit, and I don't know anything about the Colts, but I was like, I'm from Indiana. Pretty much he would tell me a thing, and I'd be like, oh, for sure, man.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
hey,
the Colts need a new defensive line. Tell me about it, brother.
On the podcast, did we talk about the guy who you said looked like me?
Yeah, I think so. We talked about the text message conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then we're good.
There's a guy that came into work.
If don't talk about it if we talked about it.
Did we?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Well, we're not going to.
Nope.
So if you haven't heard that story, too bad.
Someone, I don't know who, it happens pretty often that someone had in my workplace has said, oh my God, you're just like this other guy that used to work here. It's happened to me at Panera a dozen times.
Is it always the same guy?
They always refer to the same guy, and it's always this guy, here's the kicker. It's the guy that used to work there named Pat.
No way.
Not joking.
They don't call you Pat there, though.
They don't. They call me Ethan.
I can't hang out with these people. They'll be too confused.
Well, it's weird because I'll say this part. It was the nickname thing. They don't know I'm called Pat, and a buddy of ours, Chief, shout out to Chief, came into Panera and was asking like if I was working there, but he was asking for Pat. And so naturally, my coworker got a little confused because he was like, oh, Pat doesn't work here anymore or something. But then like they said, oh, you mean Ethan? And then Chief apparently got excited, and I was like, well, it sucks I couldn't have been there for it. And they were like, how many people call you Pat? Pretty much everyone I don't work with.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Everyone I don't work with and family, because my family's Pat.
The people who call you Pat are people who met you through one of us.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. If anyone that you meet on your own, they call you Ethan.
Yeah. Like, I normally have started introducing myself as, like, hey, I'm Ethan, and then my friends call me Pat.
Pat, if you're nasty.
Yeah, Pat, if you're nasty. I said that once, and it got a good laugh out of somebody, but I don't
It was remember. Me. Yeah, I think it was on an episode of the podcast.
You know...
Like, the first episode.
Yeah, man. I love living with Britt, because there's every single day we've cracked each other up.
Yep.
But the problem is those are isolated incidents. We can't do those jokes on here. Because they won't make sense.
Well, here's the other thing is that we need to be better about writing them down when they happen, and we don't. And then
we wrote down a couple, but the problem is we don't write down the context. Like, we literally had a note about someone at the show we went to said, don't smoke, kids.
Like, but he didn't really put a space there, so he said, don't smoke, kids.
Which is naturally.
And we were like, oh yeah, don't smoke, kids.
Don't smoke them. Do not roll them up. Yep. Smoke Virginia Slims instead.
Yeah.
But like, that's our biggest thing, is we never write down context for the joke.
Well, I bet you're glad that you got that joke in there, because
I'm glad I got to mention it.
We were talking before, and I was like, honestly, that's not funny, and we can't really talk about it for that long.
And we didn't talk about it.
We didn't,
long.
But I'm glad. By golly, we got it in there.
We got it in. If there's anything we're good at, it's getting our jokes in.
It's getting it in there.
Nope.
What?
Not like that.
Yeah. So that joke.
Yeah.
So I got a little bit here.
All right. For you. A little bit.
I don't think it's going to be too long. But
it's a little bitty bit.
I don't even remember why I thought about this. I just thought about it tonight. But,
it's a big ass
I watched this documentary a few years ago that, and I can't remember if Evel Knievel was actually in it or if it was just about him.
I am so excited about this.
It's just this one. I don't even remember very much about it. But, like, his son, Robbie Knievel. Like, right? His real last name is Knievel. His first name is not Evel. Which,
you can't,
like,
spell Knievel without Evel. Do you think he's ever said that?
Probably.
And then he drove off a mountain. Like, meow.
Broke three bones.
I was going to say he landed, but whatever. Broke three bones?
He broke his tailbone when he landed.
Really?
Yeah, cars aren't, like, yeah, for sure. He broke something. Neat. Evel Knievel broke every bone in his body at one point.
So did Jackie Chan. But anyways.
Seems like they should get in different lines of work, you know?
I thought you were going to say, I think they should make a movie together.
They should.
I think
except
they should.
Evel is,
Jackie Chan and the corpse of Evel Knievel.
Kaput. Anyway.
Shanghai Nights 3. Shanghai Evening.
I don't even know how that would... How would Evel Knievel work into a movie? That's my question. He's not an actor.
Like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh my God. All right, we're going to move past that one. So, anyway.
Documentary about Evel Knievel.
Yeah, I don't remember if he was in it or not. I'm going to just say he was. He might not have been. It might have been someone else saying the thing that I'm going to say he said. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Because it's in reference to something he did say. So, this was, like, after Evel Knievel had sort of retired. Did he retire? He stopped doing stunts. He was 69. He wasn't doing stunts anymore when he died, for sure. You were the worst. You were the worst. Anyway, so, but Robbie Knievel did take up that mantle, and he started doing stunts, right?
Did he die immediately?
No.
That'd be hilarious, but
I don't think Robbie's even dead now. I think he's still living.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Good old Robbie E.
But, K.
Oh.
Would be what his last name starts with. Anyway.
I was thinking Robert Evil.
Robbie Evil. That's even funnier somehow.
My name's Rob Evil.
Anyway, so like, Robbie Knievel have been doing stunts for a few years. He's starting to get a little bit of an ego, right? And then he wanted to jump more buses than Evil did or something. He wanted to do a really big stunt and like, they were all on board with it. They were working on it. And, I don't remember, like, Evil got there and he was, like, looking at stuff. Oh, he didn't want to do a, Robbie didn't want to do a landing ramp. And
I want to fly. I want to continue to go.
He didn't want to have a landing ramp. He just wanted it to be flat ground. And Evil said, "You're not doing this stunt if you don't have a landing ramp." And he said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "No, you're not. You're going to die if you do that." And he said, "I'm Robbie Knievel. I think I know what I'm doing." And I was like, and then he, in response to that, he said, "Well, I'm Evil Knievel. I'm the big Knievel, all right?"
The big Knievel.
"So you're not doing it." And I just love the idea that, like, first of all, his name was not Evil. That's not his first name.
Yeah.
I think his first name was also Robert. Anyway. So his name isn't, he has an awesome name, right? It's not like, whatever. Like, it's a stage name.
Yeah. It rhymes.
It rhymes. It's catchy. Everyone can remember it. It sounds like evil, like bad. So he's like a bad, he's bad, you know? And he can do all these sweet stunts. He's broke all his bones. He's Evil Knievel.
Yeah.
And then his son, Robbie Knievel. Like, he just used his name. And his name is
Robbie. I'm Robbie Knievel.
His name is Robbie. And then he has the audacity to say to his father, "I'm Robbie Knievel." Like, dude, go take that shit somewhere else. Like, that.
Go ahead and take that shit.
You know what? If he had a cool stage name, I would have been so into him saying, I'm Bill Bilford. That's not a good one, but you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. So I'm just like, man, if you had so much less of an underwhelming, which, like, already you're in your father's shadow, right?
Right.
You had so much of a, like, you've got to do something. And he's trying, man. He's trying to beat his stunts. He's trying. But it's like, You messed up square one, bud. You went with Robbie Knievel. Oh, wait. But at one point, he did use a stage name. You know what it is?
What?
Get ready for it, Pat. Here it comes.
Let me brace.
Captain Robbie Knievel. Not a joke. He had a captain with a K. Like, that matters.
If he would have just called himself
Captain Knievel.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. And then he could have been like, "Shut up, Dad. I'm Captain Knievel."
No. It's like, "I'm Captain Robbie Knievel."
Boo. That's so dumb.
Oh, my God. I hate when things are just kind of named stupid. Like, I detest it. Like, you remember the movie Now You See Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. First off, the first movie was okay. Nothing more. Guess what? They made a sequel. Now, the first movie, I'm never going to pay money to see it. But if it's on, like, you know, FX or something,
I liked it.
I'll spend some time to watch it. Haven't bothered to see the second one. But I don't think it merited a sequel.
No.
It was not good enough to, but the ending was setting up for something that did not really pay off. Regardless, the next movie is called Now You See Me 2.
Yeah, they had a...
You all heard the first movie title, right? Now You See Me was the name of the first one.
Yeah, so they had, like, a perfect setup for, like, a big old volleyball spike there.
Which is, Now You Don't.
Yeah. Everyone knows that. They had a big setup for that, and they just went away from... They just said, Now You See Me Too. Boo! That volleyball landed right back down on your side of the court, bud.
Here are my two things that I think must have happened. One, a producer or a writer or the director or whatever was an idiot and literally was just like, someone was an idiot and said, let's call it Now You See Me Too so people know it's a sequel. That's first option. Option two is that one of those people in charge of naming it is the biggest troll on the planet and my personal hero. Either they did it on purpose and I love them, or they are an idiot and I hate them.
Kind of like the person who invented the word GIF.
Yeah.
Or invented the GIF.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, there have been a number of things that people are like, well, why didn't they call it this? Like, someone probably on Twitter or Reddit or something was at one point was like, why aren't jet skis called motorcycles? And I remember I repeated that in, like, senior year of high school, and Brent attacked me maliciously about, because there's no wheels.
Yes.
Which made perfect sense.
Yeah.
And I agree with it. But at the same time, I was like, wow, really attacked me on that one, didn't you, bud?
Man, no. 4 years ago, I was a different person because I love motorcycle now. I think that's a great, that's a great one.
You did not like it at the time. Well, it was also kind of like you wouldn't have cared about Keanu Reeves at the time.
But here's the other thing is that, like, you probably set that up like, whoever didn't name it Motorcycle's an idiot. Yep. And I was probably like, I'm definitely going to be stepping it down a notch. But probably, like, my main point was just like, well, cycle means wheels.
Yeah.
And they don't have them. Yep. But I remember just really going for it.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing is when I say something that is a joke, and then Brent is like, I don't care. I'm gonna tell you you're an idiot and you're wrong. Because I don't do that to Brent. Because I'm not a malicious asshole.
Well, the funny thing is, like, the rules of improv, right, are like, yes, and sometimes I just totally, a lot of times I like to do that, we'll riff on it, but sometimes I just totally ditch it, and just,
like, I'll ask you a
question,
and just
go the totally opposite direction, just like, no, and this is why you're retarded.
Yeah. And I'll be like, cool, all right, joke done.
Yeah.
There was...
yeah, I guess that's why you don't do that, though, because that ends the joke, right?
If yeah, I would like... I like when jokes go until they get to, like, a natural stopping point. I like a natural stopping point more than a forced one.
You don't like it when I just murder the jokes?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, bud.
No. I don't do that as much anymore.
No, not nearly as much.
I think riffing is way more fun.
Riffing is a lot of fun because we turn into idiots.
You know, the reason... The only time I do that now is whenever I just really don't care about the joke you're doing. I'm like, listen, I see where this is going. Shut it down.
Yeah. I'm just going to shut this joke down right
here.
Just
going to shut it down.
Which, again, not super often that the joke gets shut down, but when it does, it instantly makes me just like, aw. I get sad. Because, like, if I start a joke, I believe in it.
Yeah, me too.
Yep. Which... It's kind of a bad thing sometimes because there have been jokes that both of us have backed that have been, like, not funny.
Yeah, for sure.
We've both just been like, again, don't smoke kids. Not funny unless it was that one time where
it
we heard it.
It was funny in the conversation for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, it just...
I shouldn't have fought to put it on here.
Should have left that one off.
Should have left that one off.
But you know what? It's in the podcast. I can't edit it out, so...
Nope. Don't have the ability.
Nope. No can do.
Nope. Someone at work today was talking about, hey, man, did you hear about Exit 11? I'm like, I don't know. Are you talking about road stuff? Because no, I definitely haven't. But apparently, Exit 11 or whatever it's called is supposed to be some rock festival thing that's happening for like 3 days where it's like a bunch of different bands playing and whatnot. And one of the bands playing is a band called Anthrax, which is a big heavy metal band. But the guy telling me was talking about how he was going with his family, and he said that his dad was like, yep, and we're just gonna, and like, he said, it's always like a festival thing to go to the bathroom during sets that, you know, you don't want to see. And I was like, listen, bud, I've been to shows. Yes, you go do things during the sets you don't want to see, yada, yada, yada.
Like, why would you even say that out loud? Like,
yeah.
It's just a thing, you go to the bathroom. Like, yeah. When you're watching TV, you go to the bathroom during the commercials. Duh.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's common sense. Nobody cares. Don't act like you come up with
like,
something.
Like, that's not brilliant or groundbreaking. Shut up.
Didn't say this to, like, rip on this coworker, but you're getting ripped on, bud. Anyways, he doesn't listen. But then he said the thing about Anthrax, and I was like, hey, Anthrax isn't bad. Why do you not like Anthrax? And he's like, well, my dad is just like, you're going to go to an Anthrax show? You're probably going to get secondhand high. He's like, is weed a big thing for Anthrax fans? And at that point, I stopped and I was like, I've never once associated, like, marijuana use with Anthrax fans. And he's like, my dad always just said, and that was another thing that weirded me out, is he was like, my dad always says these things. And I was like, so you're going to, hold on, you're going to go to a show that includes Anthrax and you have no clue who Anthrax is.
Yeah.
Like, outside of what your dad thinks.
I've definitely been to shows where there was a good amount of weed and, like, I've never gotten secondhand high.
Yeah.
I don't think that's actually that easy.
Which
to
made
do.
Me immediately realize his dad has, like, never been around the stuff.
Yeah.
So he already doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But then I was like, just don't go to the show then. If you're just going to, like, just not going to go see, like, and he was listing, like, off a couple of the bands that they weren't going to see. And I was like, he got through, like, six names. And I was like, I wouldn't go to the show if it sounds like half the sets are things you don't want to go to. Like, don't go to Warped Tour for one band. I feel like you're going to be wasting
your
money. Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, don't go to those things. And he was like, nah, man, it'll be a good time. I was like, I'm glad you're optimistic, but you sound like you're wasting
like,
money.
If they're, like, the headliner, I could see that.
Yeah.
But because, like, there's a good chance you'll find other bands that you like, but, like, if Anthrax is the headliner in 2019...
Bad news. I don't think they were, but my favorite part about that wasn't even, like, just kind of, like, not agreeing
with
him.
They're the big one.
Yeah, that was the one he was mentioning the most, and also the reason they were not wanting to go to it, is, like, I don't want to see them, or some shit like that. My favorite part of this interaction was a coworker behind me that, as he was listing off bands, hasn't heard of, like, a single one of these bands. She's just standing there, and he's just like, oh, yeah, man, like, Anthrax, Cheap Trick, Motley Crue, or something like that. And she's like, I don't know what any of those are. I was like, Anthrax, fine. Cheap Trick, maybe. You don't know Motley Crue?
That's a weird one, yeah.
Like, everyone at least knows Tommy Lee.
The name?
Yeah. Like, everyone at least, like, has heard of Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, he's probably the most famous dude out of that shit. Regardless or not, you've heard one of those names. And, like, I was a little more astounded at Cheap Trick because I figured everyone's heard of that. Which just, man, I learned a lot about two coworkers today. One is very, very, like, opinionated based on what their dad thinks. And the other one doesn't know a lot of
old
rock music.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Well, you said she?
She.
What kind of music does she listen to? Do you know?
That
would have been immediately what I asked. Like, you don't
know. I know
you don't know who Motley Crue is. What musical world do you live in?
Yeah, I know she listens to country, starting off with, which is still
no.
Not
I
a
would
big,
still think I
yeah,
would still
my
think
dad,
you know Motley Crue.
I'll say my dad think. And mother both know what Motley Crue is. Like, I think all four of my parents do.
Yeah.
Paige especially.
Listen, nobody.
Paige used to be a metalhead, dude.
Nobody in their generation is gonna not know who Motley Crue is.
Yes. Yeah. Anyways, the coworker listens to country, and then the other day she disclosed to me she listens to country rap.
Ooh.
Which, if you don't know what that is.
Talking about hip-hop?
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard, and I've never heard it. Did you come up with that?
I did not.
Damn it.
But I do like it a lot. Yeah. The name. I don't like the genre.
No. No, but the name Colt Ford got dropped around me. And if any of you don't know who Colt Ford is, just... There was I'm not going to do that. I was about to reference a country song Jason Aldean covered of Colt Ford's. But then no one that listens to this doesn't, like...
All right, you know what? Just let's go
past. There's no point. But yeah, Colt Ford. It's just... Boy, oh boy. Country rap is a thing that doesn't need to exist.
Something that I ask people a lot of times is, like, what kind of music do you like? And I hate it whenever we start going down a path where I'm like, I really hate all the bands you like.
Yeah. There was, I've had a similar conversation.
Like, I'm like, please say one thing that's good. Please say one thing that's good. Nope, Pulse? Not going to.
Pulse. One, I had an op, I've had an, like, the exact opposite of that. A guy that I used to work with at Panera before he's working somewhere else now. Like, he stopped last month, I think.
Yeah.
But, like, one of the first times we worked in close proximity, like, he just, like, day to remember, dance, Gavin, dance. Fucking Bring Me the Horizon. And I was like, cool. Is this the stuff you listen to on a regular basis? He's like, yeah, I drift sometimes between this and, you know, I drift from this into, like, sort of heavier indie stuff. And then from that, I drift into softer indie stuff. And then eventually from that, I just go straight into, like, pop or rap stuff. And I was like, so give me, like, a road trip playlist. And he's like, all right, starts off with, like, I don't know, fucking, oh my God, I actually forgot the band that he said. Who's the band that does The New Black?
Every Time I Die?
He's like, so, like, I start off with, like, Every Time I Die. And then I shift from there into, like, I don't know, I'll go, like, Deer Hunter. And then from Deer Hunter, I'll go, I know, it's a really big...
That's a roller coaster already.
Real stat, like, real flip. From there into, like, Deer Hunter. And then from Deer Hunter, I'll go into, like, The Shins. And then from The Shins, I'll go into, like, Gambino.
He wants to break his own brain.
And I was like, I love all of those music options. Love them all.
Yeah.
That is not a cohesive train. By any measure.
Yeah,
you're making a cake with very different ingredients.
He wouldn't have survived in the 80s. If he tried to make his sweetheart a mixtape, she would have been like, what is this?
How did you get these future tunes?
No, that's not what I mean.
That's what I meant, though.
But if it, like, he would be doing the same stuff if he lived back then, you know?
Yeah.
It just would be different bands.
Yeah. But again, it's just like, I was like, man, those are four very... you're going from hardcore into just like real alternative into just soft indie into rap and like Gambino, which is like, I guess, I don't know, Gambino, Chance the Rapper, like Frank Ocean, I'd put on like the indie division of,
for sure.
Gambino in recent years, or like
he's not even
year
really
or two, isn't really,
he's not really even like hip hop.
No,
I guess he is. Like, Roots. Thing is from hip-hop. But, yeah. No,
he's definitely
album,
become...
His last album was different. Anyway. I thought of another funny thing that I started doing this week.
What's up?
Which, like, I started doing it kind of on accident. And we've already talked about it, but... So, when I'm at work, and somebody, like, comes in by themselves, and they order, like, a bunch of drinks... Like, for example, somebody came in the other day, and they ordered 4 cappuccinos and a cold brew, right?
Okay.
And, like, they're by themselves, right? I always ask
them... So it sounds like a drink order.
Yeah, it's a drink. Yeah, well, I work at a coffee shop, so...
I know. No, I mean, it sounds like a drink order from, like, a place of work.
Yeah.
Like, somebody came from an office.
Yeah, like, they're getting it from other people. Which I, like, immediately recognize... And I used to always do this just because, like, it was hardwired. I'd be like, for here to go. And then usually whenever I did that, I would catch myself and be like, oh, well, it's probably to go, right? Like, and they're like, yeah. Well, the person who ordered the 4 cappuccinos, like, I actually knew her. And I just really liked the idea of her sitting in the place and just slamming 4 cappuccinos.
That'd be hilarious.
That's a lot of espresso, man.
Yeah.
And she had a cold brew, which is, like, a lot of caffeine, too. Like, you would probably die if you did that. Anyway.
You'd sleep hard.
Like, something would happen. You would not feel good. So...
Your poop.
Oh, but something I've started doing now, because I realized, like, oh, this is actually really funny, is I will ask it in such an innocent way now whenever people order like that. I'll be like, oh, is it for here to go?
I do this.
And I know it's to go, right? But I'll just be like... Yeah, I'll have 4 cappuccinos, a cold brew, and give me 2 Briar Patch iced teas. You know, totally by themselves. Okay, I got all. is it for you to go?
I do the same thing at Panera. Like, someone will come in with, like a sticky note with stuff on, like, an entire order, and their names. Like, oh, John, like, you know, Barry, and Sarah, yeah. and Kelly.
Like, they're obviously picking it up for someone
obviously
else.
They're picking it up, and then they'll end it with, like, and I would like this. Doesn't matter at that point. I have the sticky note in my hand, and I'm, like, typing stuff out, and I finish it up, and I'll be like, in regards every single time, because it's just in my brain now, I'm just like, it's over here to go. 9 times out of 10, they'll just be like, it's to go, and they'll just be okay with it. Yesterday,
but that, and that's the thing. Like, most people don't think about it like we do. Yeah. Like, they don't think past, like, this is a question I need to answer. Like, they don't think to the point where they're like, that is really strange that they do not realize. Yeah. And, like, I do realize, but I'm trying to make them think I'm stupid.
Yeah. So 2 days ago, or not two, 3 days ago actually, because that's the last time I worked up line. Someone came in with a big lunch order. For like 5 people.
Yeah.
Like 5 people. And I asked that question. They looked at me and they were like, yeah, can I get that for here? Just like, go find the biggest plate you got. Like the biggest one. And I said, is that a joke? And he was like, yeah, it's a joke. This is a lunch order for 6 people, man. And he laughed at me. So I knew it was a joke, but I was like, we don't have any big plates, but I can get it. But I responded and I was like, we don't have any huge plates, but I can get you like a large mixing bowl. He's like, yeah, just turn it into a big soup. Just a big old soup. And I was like, there's some bread in there. He's like, good, croutons. Fine.
Love that guy.
That guy was hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't have hilarious customers that often.
Yeah.
There was one lady that, there was a storm happening while we were at Panera. And procedure is if there's like a tornado warning and it's been sighted, we get into the walk-in freezer because it's a giant metal box. So it's generally sound. And while we were in there, we were just talking a lot. And, you know, we just went back and we were just like, you know, we were just in Evansville the other day. And I was like, oh, no way, I'm from Evansville. And she's like, oh, really? I've got a cousin who has like a parish out there. And I was like, oh, what's his name? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I know someone in part of that parish. It's just weird. It was a religious lady, really nice lady. And now every time I see her, every single time, she's like, hey, how about that freezer? It's cold every single time.
Yep. Yeah, that's that. Yeah. How about that freezer?
One of my favorite customers, but jeez.
That's goofy.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Let's do some memes.
Here's the first one. This is one you sent me today while I was at work. It's, I'm sure people have seen this picture. Sometimes on, like, sidewalks or in, like, towns or cities and stuff, trees will be put on the sidewalk as, like, just, like, to make it look nature-y, I guess. So, in some cases, trees will grow oddly. So you'll like put a thing of wood or plastic or metal around it so it grows in a set way. And normally you want a tree to grow straight up. In this picture, someone has tried to do that, but the tree grew out of the way of the wooden barrier they put around it.
Yeah.
And the barrier has been labeled the bounds of human decency, and the tree has been labeled my sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because the tree is outside the bounds of human decency, and that's yeah. where my humor lies.
Yeah, that one hit home.
That one hit home, and it's super
funny. We don't get too blue on here, but sometimes our conversations get a little carried away.
They get weird sometimes. Like, they've gotten weird. And sometimes those will usually end with us being like, but for real, though. And then we'll get even sadder.
Yeah, well, or like... Like, we'll tell a really just gross, inappropriate, mean joke and be like, I feel sick to my stomach.
Oh, yeah. The worst part is we can't repeat a lot of those jokes on here.
I wouldn't want to.
No.
I wouldn't want anyone to know that I told that joke.
What's even worse than the moments where we remember it is the ones where we don't. But then we have in our mind just like, is it the one about the kids? Is it a one that could have been misconstrued as racial? Was it the one about our parents?
I think we need to move past this one.
We're going to move past yep. this. Next meme.
Anyway, we're bad people, so.
We're not great. Next meme. It looks like someone made this in just, like, Photoshop very poorly. It's two pictures of the same guy holding a burrito. And it has two captions and 3D bubble print that say, life is like a burrito because I'd like to wrap mine up.
I forgot about that one.
I love these dying, like, I want to die meme, because I don't want to die.
No, but I think they're funny.
But I think they're hilarious. Someone at work got upset with me today because they apparently were like, why do you always say that you want to die? And I was like, because it's funny. Okay? Because no one in the store actually wants to die.
Yeah. Yeah. There's another one of those jokes that's kind of like outside the bounds of human decency.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
This next one is it just is a caption and then a picture. And the caption says, most cows don't understand how memes work. And the next picture is a cow that looks like it's crying with just the widest eye. And it just says cows.
Yeah, the cows are sad because they don't understand memes.
Because they don't understand how memes work.
Yeah.
That one was disturbing because of the cow's eye. I was like, holy crap, that's a big eye.
Yeah, something's probably seriously wrong with that cow.
Yeah, that's why it had tears.
Yeah, I don't think cows cry.
This next one looks like a movie poster. Uh-huh. And it's for a movie called Rowboat Cop. And it's a picture of a robot on a lake with RoboCop paddling. And it says, Rowboat Cop, the future of water-based law enforcement. Part man, part boat, all cop.
I love that one. And I love it just because it says all cop. Yeah.
I've legitimately like put in my phone as like a note with a question mark, rowboat cop tattoo.
No, you.
And didn't. I just need it to be a boat with RoboCop holding it. It'd be so funny.
It would be.
I'd get it exactly like you got your ego tattoo. I just get it on the top of my leg. Just RoboCop in a boat.
Yep.
I'm like going to talk to B the next time I head up there.
I think you should. I think that's funny.
Because it's hilarious. Hear that, Mom? You're going to love that tattoo. The next one is one of the older memes. This is a macro where it's a line of text and then on the top and the line of text on the bottom. It's called macro meme. But it's a picture from Tony Hawk's Underground, which is a video game. It's a digital man holding a skateboard in front of a house, and the caption say, "Bro, why the fuck did you ollie in front of my girl?" Bro, why the fuck?
That's the top text.
Why the fuck did you ollie in front of my girl?
Yeah.
There were two why the fucks, but the first one's misspelled.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh. And it just, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just thought that was funny. It's a little shitposty.
Yeah, it's a little shitposty, but I like it. We haven't done, like, a shitpost in a while, I feel like.
Why'd you ollie? That's actually something that I, like, when I see people skateboarding, like, because, you know, the ollie's, like, the easiest trick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll always be like, when I see people skateboarding, I'll always say, do a ollie! And it's, like, it's funny because, like, you would think you'd ask someone to do, like, a crazy trick or something, but I'm just like, nah, I just want to see you do an ollie.
I just want to see you do an ollie.
Do an ollie! Yeah.
This one you sent me, and the picture itself was funny, but then the text message that you sent with it made me crack up even more. The picture is Spider-Man and Mary Jane. It's a four-panel. Spider-Man and Mary Jane on the animated series, like, and he's swinging through the city with her, and he says, or she says, take me, my hero, and he says, but what about your boyfriend? And she goes, and he don't worry, he won't know. And he responds, and here's where you're wrong, bitch. And then that's funny in and of itself because Peter Parker, Spider-Man, spoiler.
That's not a spoiler.
But you then texted me immediately afterwards if you like pina coladas in reference to the song.
Yeah, which like, I did that because I was like, and that's the only reason I even sent the meme too, because I didn't know until recently like what that song was actually about. And if you don't know, it's about the dude's wife apparently put like a
letter in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Seeking somebody. That's how Craigslist used to be before Craigslist was a thing.
And then the husband responded to it, not knowing that it was his wife. So they were both going to cheat on each other.
Yeah.
But then they ended up, you know, and it's kind of like, am I mad or am I happy because like I'm actually in love with this person? Like whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway. I thought it was funny because that's like the exact same situation.
We can talk about the Pina Colada song for a little bit of time, but we're not going to today.
Here's the thing, is that now it's stuck in your head. Yep. And if it's not, I'll make it. Here we go.
If you like Pina Coladas.
There, that's all I need. That's all you need. Now it's stuck in your head. That was stuck in my head for the rest of the day after I sent that to you.
It was stuck in my head for a good long while after that. This next one is pretty funny because like, I don't know. It's a text message conversation, and it's someone talking to their mom, and they just said, give me my Xbox back. And she said, no, you're grounded. And he said, don't make me do it. And she says, what? And he sends her a picture of him outside with his foot over a crack in the sidewalk.
He's about to step on the crack and bring his mother's back.
I've not heard that in years.
Yeah, since you were a literal child, probably.
Yeah.
Don't make me do it.
But for the longest time in high school, I had the instinct to avoid cracks in the sidewalk.
Everyone does.
Yeah. I don't want to break my mama's back.
I don't either.
I feel like every kid's heard that.
Yeah, for sure.
I do not want a day to come where I say that phrase and someone's like, what? What does that mean?
Yeah, that'd be weird. Surely that'll never die. It's how many the more, one how, thing that's immortal in this world.
How many more? How much time we got left for these?
I don't know. Just do one more.
All right. The next one is another four panel by the artist Inky Rickshaw.
Yeah.
He's got his own website, and he's I believe he's got an Instagram and a Twitter. Check him out, because this is funny, and the art style is pretty neat. It's a pirate yelling. It's a pirate captain yelling at his crew member and says, "If and ye want to join me crew, you'll need to bulk up." And then it shows
because the guy is trying to join his crew.
He's a lanky guy.
He's a little scrawny.
He's scrawny, and he's got a peg leg. And yeah, everything, and he's got a bandana, he's ready to be a pirate.
Yeah.
And then the next panel is him like working out, lifting weights and stuff with protein powder. And then he goes back to the captain and he says, and he's like flexing because he's jacked, and he says, "Very impressive, lad." And then the captain like gets down and looks at his peg leg, which started out like a stick and now it's a log, and says, "And I see ye didn't skip peg day."
Peg day!
Peg day!
It's like leg day, but it's also peg and it's a peg leg. Oh my gosh. That is such a good joke.
It was so good. Oh, Toby Goofy!
Oh, Toby
Goofy. I forgot I sent that to you. Toby Goofy's a small dog.
Toby Goofy is the best, the goodest, the smallest boy. That's what he is.
He's the smallest boy. Oh my God, Vinny. Vinny, forget the camera. Look at that guy.
Oh. Yep. You know what? We're just going to leave that out. Leave out context for that one.
Boom. We might talk about it.
Forget
the chocolate. I got one last one here because this one is just funny. It's a guy looking at his phone. It looks like he's Snapchatting someone, and he's just like got his face in his hand. I just covered up my mouth for some reason. He's got his face in his hand like he's questioning something, and the caption on it just says, "Dude, I just accidentally airdropped my cock and also balls to the whole plane. What do I do?"
I love that one.
How do you do that?
I love that for so many reasons, because if you accidentally airdropped one person a photo of anything, that's understandable. You could accidentally, like, the thing about airdrop is whenever you're about to airdrop something, like, one phone will pop up, and maybe that's who you wanted to airdrop it to. Maybe right as you touch it, another one pops up and replaces it.
Yeah.
Total accident. You can't mass airdrop anything. You would have to touch every single name on that plane to do that. The other reason I like it is because of the way he worded it. It said, "cock and also balls." Like, I love that descriptor of dick pics anyway.
My cock and also my
balls. Because it's like, yeah, the balls are going to be in there.
Yeah.
That where people say, yeah, it was a picture of dick and balls. Like, of course it is.
Well, yeah.
That's part, they're all together. They're all there.
Yep. They're all in this together.
Oh, man, that one's so funny. I laughed so hard at that.
Jeez. he just looked so concerned. What do I do?
What do I do?
You just, like, hope you're not... No one knows, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Man, that's, like, a big mistake.
Yep.
Like, so much has to go wrong for that to happen. Anyway.
I've never airdropped anything to anyone.
I have.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Was it on purpose? Was it your cock and your balls?
No.
Oh, good.
I've never done that. But I have airdropped things to random phones before. That's pretty fun. And also, my iPhone is named Some Phone, so like nobody knows that it's me.
Yeah.
I've airdropped things to the correct people. The other thing that I've done that's similar to that is, that I like to do in the dorms, I don't know if it ever worked. I never got a payoff, but, like, I would just sit in my dorm and look up a stupid picture and then send it to someone's printer. I did that a few times. I don't know if it ever worked or not.
That is awesome.
Like, I want to imagine that it did, but I also, like, have to be realistic and be like, okay, if I ever try to print anything, it never works. So, it probably didn't work. But, anyway, yeah, that's something I used to like to do back in the dorms. So, if you're moving to a dorm this summer, this year, give it a shot. There's no payoff, but it makes you feel like you had a fun time.
Yeah. A lot of people connect their printers to the Wi-Fi, man. Just hook up to that Wi-Fi and make it print something.
Yeah.
Don't print a lot. Just one.
Just one. Yeah.
Just one sheet.
Don't do too much.
And don't do anything creepy.
Yeah, and definitely not creepy. Like, I like doing weird... Like, I don't even remember what I sent. I like doing weird stuff that... Like, not isn't going to freak someone out, but they're just going to be like, what happened?
Something I did whenever I used to work for housing is I'd need to print something off. And so I'd ask, like, someone that I was working with, just like, hey, you mind going to the printer and grabbing these for me? Because it was all the way down the hall or something.
Yeah.
And I'd print it out. And every, like, every single one, the last thing I would always print out, because the last thing would be on top, was just a picture of Terry Crews from Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
And it's the picture of him looking super angry at the camera.
Yeah.
And they would always...
the picture.
Yeah. And they'd always come back and be like, what, did you mean to print that? And I was like, yeah, it's Terry Crews.
Well, that's also, like... something that I do when I'm having a text conversation with someone and, like, the conversation sort of dies down, I will just send them the most shitposty thing I possibly can.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I was going to say something. I don't know. All right, let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
So I'm going to say a good old thank you to Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song called Living Room off of their... I'm just going to say it's off of their album now. Their album, Something Old and Something New is what it's called. Check that out on whatever streaming service you use. It's on all of them. It's really good. And I... Yeah, what's our fact about Mike White this week?
Our fact for Mike White is he's actually the Egyptian pharaoh King Tut. Immortalized in a human high school teacher.
Wow. He has the spirit of Tutankhamun. What's his name?
I think Tutankhamun was actually correct.
Wow. That was a good guess.
Yeah. Yep, he crawled his way out from under the pyramids.
Yep.
And then moved to Boonville. Evansville. Teaches in Boonville.
Yeah. He was like,
if I'm giving out too much information about you, Mike.
He was like, I only know hieroglyphs. I need to learn English. And then he, like...
He got so good.
He went to college and he learned English and he was like, I actually really have a passion for English.
And also indie music.
Yeah. And...
Alternative, not
indie. He decided to teach English in Boonville, Indiana.
He also decided to lose his hair.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, that's all we got. So,
hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yep.
Tell your parents you love them.
Yeah, tell your parents you love them. Tell your friends to listen to this podcast. Tell your parents to listen to this podcast, too.
Yeah.
Our parents like it.
Yeah. I've gotten closer to my parents with this podcast existing.
Yeah, so actually, you know what? That's the challenge for the week. Don't tell your friends. Tell your parents.
And if I don't get phone calls from moms or dads, not my moms and dads. I want other people's moms and dads.
This is a family.
To send me a text.
This is a family
and
podcast.
And say, hey, I liked... Or I really liked your podcast.
Hey, you know what? Don't even ask them. Don't even ask them.
Get in the car and make them listen to
it. Yeah, just go with them somewhere and turn Idiot Sandwich on in their car. And then they just have to listen.
They don't have a choice.
They don't have a choice. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. So do that this week.
Force Idiot Sandwich down someone's throat.
Definitely. A sloppy one.
Mm.
You said it.
I did.
You said it, not me.
I said, not
Oh, that sounded bad.
I know. It sounded like one of those old ladies going,
Anyway. All right. So we did it. Pat, hit him with it.
Order another idiot sandwich.
And I'll read my thoughts.